stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads, we open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative for your grace and your mercy, all you've done, Lord. How you lead us, you guide us. We see your hand always upon us, Father. We just thank you so much. I ask, Lord, that you would bless the service tonight. Lord, each and every one that's gathered here tonight. Father, I know I have needs in my heart, in my life. Lord, I've come with an open heart to receive. Grant to me revelation, Lord. Lord, meet every question, every need, everything that's on people's hearts tonight that's here. For Lord, Lord, that's what you do, Lord. You want us to know you in a greater way, preparing us for the rapture, Lord. Have your way now, Lord. Bless us. Bless the few songs we have, Lord, that you've laid on our hearts. Lord, they might be prepare our hearts for your word as it comes forth. Lord, we ask all this in your precious name. We thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would. I'd like to start on page in our big books. They're 232. Sung that for a while. Heaven came down. Glory filled my soul. Amen. Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling. He made all the darkness depart. Amen. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, when at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my nights were turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came, took of the offer of grace he did proffer. He saved me. Oh, praise his dear name. Amen. Oh, and at the ground and glory fill my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of your purpose to surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, sublime.
wonderful. Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Amen. Let's sing this. It come to my heart just a minute ago. Page 7 in our little loose leaves. Glorious church. Amen.
Do you hear them coming, brother, thronging up the streets of life? Oh, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear the stirring anthem filling all the earth and skies? 'Tis a grand victorious army lift its amen, praise his name. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, oh, washed in the blood. Now our joys begin. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh. We shall join our Savior, we shall reign with him on high. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Part. Amen. Part of that glorious church, that member. Amen. Always so precious. Amen. Brother Amos, would you like to come up for the offering? That's the blessing, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly are so thankful, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, you are doing in our hearts and our lives. I want to thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we just ask that you'll just have your preeminence the remainder of the service. May all said and done be for your glory and honor. Lord, may our hearts and our minds be open to receive thy word this night. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. May it be used for that building that kingdom. We ask in my precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Because he lives. Sing that little chorus.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because
Amen. Because he lives, saints. Amen. I can face whatever the challenger throws at us. Amen. How many have a request on your heart? Something you'd like to take before him? Amen. Hold it on your heart. Brother Finley, Jim, would you like to take the request?
Lord, it's redeeming another great privilege to be here tonight, Lord. You've been sure, Lord, already. Felt your spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we just ask now that you, each hand that went up, and prayer, Lord, and the ones that are out sick, Lord, we just pray that you would love them up, bring them back to us now, Lord. Have your way in our life and everything that we do and say. We thank you, Lord. Ask that you just bless our brother now as he brings forth the message. Make it easy for him, Lord, and open our hearts to understand it. Grant it now in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Will anyone have a song on your heart, of course? Amen. That's a man. If you'd come.
In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, they told him there was no room in the inn. But they had no way of knowing who they had turned away. Was the Lamb of God who would take away their sins. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. So many people still today don't know who Jesus is. They've never felt his peace within their soul. But I want my life to show them how his love can set them free. He's the only one who can cleanse and make men whole. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Counselor, Deliverer to me. He's the Everlasting Father. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. For he's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is.
Amen. Truly glad I know who he is. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Sing a little chorus, only believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe.
just bow our heads again for a moment.
Heavenly Father, oh, how great thou art. Thou precious Lord and Savior, the one Lord in whom we sing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Realizing, Lord, that we were in a state that we realized we was lost. And then, Lord, mercy come along and rewrote our lives. And then Amazing Grace became amazing. Oh, God, how great you are.
Amen.
We ask now, Lord, again, that as we have gathered here this evening, that, Lord Jesus, you would speak to our hearts through the Word of God. And again, Lord, trusting, as we said this morning in our prayer, trusting again, Lord, that we are hungry and, Lord, desiring to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Oh, God, help us now. May we truly realize what you're looking for now in these last few moments of time. We just want to commit ourselves to you again for service now. And help us, Lord. Oh, God, without you we can do nothing. And without you we are nothing. So we ask that you would help us now. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. We ask in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise his name. Amen. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord again? Thank God for his mercy and his grace.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles one more time to Romans, the 8th chapter we read this morning. I'd like to pick back up in this little message this evening. I will try not to hold you very long. That's so hard sometimes. Seems like when you're up here, time flies by so quickly. Amen. Romans 8, and let's read 9th to the 11th verse again. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or bring to life your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now again, may the Lord bless during his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let me clear a little something up here just to make sure you understand. I know the Holy Spirit ain't my idea, but the Holy Spirit is stressed upon our hearts about being here. And you know, forsake not the assembling yourselves together, even more so as you see that day approaching. But again, make sure, use wisdom. If you're sick, don't come and make other people sick. You know, I mean, if it's something somebody's going to catch, and something going around, my advice is you ought to stay home. You know, don't let other people catch your colds and so forth. And don't think Brother Steve's going to look bad at you. This ain't my idea. Forsake not my, or forsake not your assembling yourselves together. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
So the thing of it is, use it according to God's understanding, you see. But our desire should be to be here every time the door is open, as the prophet said. We couldn't hardly wait till the door was open, you see. But as I said, use godly wisdom. Amen. And like I said, don't think about Brother Steve feeling bad about you because you aren't here. Brother Steve's been in Christ long enough to know that if you have the desire and God is in your life, you will be here every time that you can. All right? And don't worry about what Brother Steve thinks. You always remember, what does God think? You see, don't live for the pastor. Live for Jesus Christ. You see, I am just the messenger to deliver the word to you. Give you what the word said. Repeat it and exhort upon it. Renew your minds by the moving of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Amen. So keep that in mind. Amen. All right, I want to read this little quote here again real quickly here in this message here, God of this Evil Age. We read this morning. And it's on paragraph 167. But in obedience, this little faith woman that lives by faith. I remember what all we were saying about this morning. The bride, the person here, there, here off, somewhere else, some other church, some other denomination, wherever it is, believes the word of God. Obedient, waiting in love. Now look how the Holy Spirit is stressed upon obedience to the word of God. That it has to be the entire word, every word. See? For the promise of the age to be conformed or confirmed. She's waiting for it. See, waiting in love for the promise of the age to be confirmed. So it's what you're looking for in your own personal life, is to see the word of God made manifest, automatically confirmed in your life, that it's happening automatically, that you're receiving the word. As you receive the word, you become the word. And you're watching for that, you're waiting for that, you're looking for every opportunity for the word, whatever word it may be, to be confirmed that it's alive in your life. That's what he's speaking about, see? She is watching for it. She is part of that word. And if we get time, we'll go that far into renew our minds back to some things. She is a part of that word, and she is watching for her life. Okay, now we've got to keep these things personal to ourselves because we're individuals with God. So I am watching. He's saying she is watching because he's talking about she, the bride, in general, his wife. But she is me. Okay? I'm a part of that she, that bride. Okay? Now, people in a carnal mind, carnal way of thinking is, can't get this figured out. I think we're trying to be transsexual and everything else. But we are the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. She, me personally, you put yourself there, personal, all right? She is watching for her life. I am watching for my life. You are watching for your life. Again, you are an individual. I am an individual. You see, I'm watching personally my life just in case the rest of you don't go. You're watching in case the rest of all of us don't go. Because there might only be two or three come out of this place. I don't know. God knows. Only thing I can just keep renewing to your mind is going to be very, very few. Very, very few is going to have this kind of desire burning. And know exactly what God wants done with the Word of God. Throw that in there for a reason. She is watching for her life to manifest that word. Brethren, can't you see that? Hope that don't go over you. See? The body is waiting for. Who's that body? There we are. Personally again. And we are what? A part of what? The word. Is that right? Okay. The body is waiting for, which is the word, waiting for the life, which is the spirit. Okay. To confirm or make it alive so that it won't be just, okay, the scripture says do this or scripture says don't do that. And it isn't just scripture with nothing happening. But it's scripture came forth to a people. And it's, yes, Lord, and bang, they do it. Amen. No questions asked. Yes, Lord. I'm one of them you predestinated. I'm the one that was sent here on this earth to fulfill that word. No questions asked. It's, yes, Lord. Amen. Have you had more women today like that, that was wives, that would be like that to their husband? Probably in some homes, things go a little bit smoother. But the woman's got to stay around and keep asking questions. Why? Why do I got to do this? And why do I got to do that? If she'd just honor her husband, the husband says, honey, can you do this? Well, yes, hon. It may be, she may have been trying to sweep the floor when she was doing it. But she didn't sit there and say, wait till I get done sweeping the floor, I'll get to it. No. The husband's seen you sweeping the floor. But maybe he needs this done, and needs it done as soon as possible. So the woman is in that position. She understands that. She's honoring her husband. She's respecting her husband. Yes, honey. Yes. And you know what? You take a woman that'll do that with her husband, and I'm going to tell you what, that's going to create such an appreciation and love for each other. He'd do anything in the world for her because he knows he's got a good one. But if every time he asks her to do something, not tell her and dictate and all this kind of stuff, but just ask her to do something, and then she's got some kind of a doubt about what he's doing or question. Why do I have to do this? Do I have to do it now? He knows what God would do if he had a bride like that. Yeah. He knows what he would do. Yeah. You ought to just put her on the back burner. Let her suffer some things. Yeah. Go through maybe some problems in life. And pay for that sin. Yeah. But women can't get that today. It's just, she still wants to be part of the head. And so does the bride sometime want to be part of the head. She wants to work God around her schedule instead of her working around God's schedule. Yeah. She wants to make God's ways work out for us. No, we've got to work what God wants done. As Jesus himself gave the example, I come to do thy will, O God. It is written in the volume of the book, from cover to cover. I come to do thy will. That's what we are here for, to do the will of our Lord Jesus Christ, whatever he wants done. You see? And quit doubting what God wants. Quit trying to figure out why God wants it done. Just, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We'll get to it here after a bit. Maybe tonight. I don't know for sure. He says, brethren, can't you see that? I hope it don't go over you. All right, I guess we read that. Let's go on. The body is waiting for, which is the word, waiting for the life, which is the spirit, to confirm or make it alive. That's what she's waiting for. No other life will work in her. She can't come to life any other way. Yet, she feels it's out there. She knows it's going to happen. And then, here it happens. Then she wakes up. God said, let there be, and she comes forth like the first one come forth. Now, again, as I asked this morning, are we matching this little faith woman? Are we obeying? Or we sit back and question, God, why do I have to do this? And believe me, I've heard it hundreds and hundreds of times in 30-some years of preaching. Why do I have to do this? Why would I have to do that? Now, you take somebody that gets the revelation of what the Word is telling them to do, they ain't coming up to you and say, why do I have to do this? They just go out and do it. You see? But somebody that doesn't get the revelation or doesn't know what God is wanting out of His Word, then it's the question comes up, why? Why? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? You know, as I said, it's going to come like some of the women in the message with their husband. The husband can't ask her to do anything that she's wanting to. Why? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? You know why? Because she don't want to do it really in the first place. But if her whole heart's desire was to be pleasing to her husband and respect her and reverence him, see, then it would work out a whole lot better. And if the husband reverenced his wife and respected his wife and also honored her and loved her like Christ loved the church, we mentioned this morning in Scripture, if he'd done that, my, what a much more beautiful union it would be. You see? you'd have such a unity and love. And that's part of that token that's got to be in the home. Yeah. As I said, we want everybody, our loved ones, to be saved and this, that, and the other. But well, you better get that token in the home first. You see? Then it'll work the way God said it'll work. You see? All right? Now, let's go on. Christ the Mystery God revealed. Now, I want you to listen to this now. And Brother Gensel mentioned this in his prayer this morning. All right? He was getting fired up. He's about ready to preach my message. Amen. That's good to see somebody fired up, though. Good to see somebody enthused and excited about what God is doing. Amen. Glory. But he don't realize when he walks up behind this pulpit, that anointing's still hanging here. Oh, my. And it's very easy to get under that when you're standing up here. Oh, my. Glory. This is in Christ the Mystery God Revealed. All right? This was July 28, 1963. We'll begin on page 536. His body. Now, pay attention. Are you paying attention?
Amen.
If you promise me you'll pay attention and be excited about what you're hearing, I might let you out a little earlier. Yeah. But if you ain't, I might really work you over. Yeah. All right? You learn those little tricks over some years now. All right? His body will do the works that he promised. Now, listen to that. His body will do the works that he promised. Not human beings promised. What God promised. You see? Like in Mark 16 and so forth. His body was not held in the grave. Okay, the Lord Jesus Christ, when they crucified him, they put him in that tomb. It did not stay there. That's what he's telling us. Okay, now listen. But was recognized with him in the resurrection. He says, do you get it? Then the body of his believing children. There we are.
Amen.
You've got to put yourself there. I remind you, I've got to put myself there. All right? The body of his believing children will not be held in the grave when he comes. But will be recognized with him because he died for the purpose to resurrect his bride. Is that right?
Amen.
The body, listen, recognized because it is his body. Remember, we are, I'll put it this way to make sure Satan can't twist anything. The elected is the body of Jesus Christ. Okay? We got that? For sure. The bride is the body. They are part of that same body. And you know, the Brother Branham even said we come from the same source that Jesus Christ came from. Is that right?
Amen.
Now again, when we say these things, we are talking about people that's matching what we've been preaching on.
Amen.
Not people that's playing around with it and just going to get to it when they want to. And you know, be kind of like we was talking about this morning, we ain't going to be the ones going to try to find the straw that's going to get us the last one that had to be killed. No. We're going to be the one trying to get the shortest one so we can go first. See? That's the ones he's talking about. So that's going to leave out a lot of people that says they're believing these messages. Right? It's so good to know the solidness of the truth.
Amen.
Because it's his body, because it's the Word. Don't you know you're a part of the Word also?
Amen.
Didn't Brother Branham say that? I could read a lot of quotes to go with this, but I will not be able to let you out soon. If I read everything goes with it. But you can go home and read yourself if you don't already know it. All right? Because it is his body, because it's the Word, it's so completely yielded. Oh, get that. It's so completely yielded. See why I'm saying, and use the little examples, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give unto God what belongs to God. That's a word. Forsake not to assemble yourselves together, even more so as you sit there. That's the word, isn't it? The body is so yielded to Him. Now, what if I can't personally pass the test of being so yielded to Him by doing what He says for me to do? Remember, we were talking about three groups this morning. All three believe differently, whether you want to believe it or not. Some leave this word out. Some leave that word out. And you only trust God with what revelation you've got, that you're not leaving anything out. But regardless which three it is, God knows which ones is His.
Amen.
And He identifies it. See? Regardless what each group claims they have, God identifies it. See? All right? But thank God if you know the word of identification.
Amen.
And what He's identifying. Saints, I can see God is getting a people ready for rapture.
Amen.
These may seem like words of rehearsed and renewed and all kinds of whatever brands you want to put on it. But there's still revelation coming from the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God is inspired.
Amen.
If you have ears to hear what the Spirit said.
Amen.
You see? Amen. It's so completely yielded from denominational things to Him. And I can't help but to believe, or think, I should say, when He says anything about denominational things, man's creeds. Because that's what a denomination is. It's built out of man's creeds. His ideas.
Amen.
What he's put or took, taken from the Word, it becomes a denomination. They gather together, a group of men get together, say, this is a denomination. Because this is what we believe. This is our idea. You see? He says, it's so completely yielded from denominational things to Him, and He is the Word, he says, and it's recognized with Him because now, this is the test I hope we all can pass, we have the first fruit of our resurrection. We have the first fruit of our resurrection. Know that we've passed from death unto life.
Amen.
Now, I can't say I've passed from death unto life if God gives me His word and I don't count it. I can't say I've passed from death unto life when God tells me exactly how to do it and what to do, and I still make some kind of excuse why I ain't doing it or why it's not important for me to get it done. I have not passed from death unto life. In a simpler way to put it, the way I understand, how many times did Brother Branham say, how can the Holy Ghost, if you claim you got the Holy Ghost, how can the Holy Ghost in you that wrote this Bible deny what He wrote? Can't do it. No. Okay? So it says, know that we've passed from death unto life, and we're going to be able to pass this one. Become prisoners of His. I remember. I want to make sure I'm right with God. I have just three different groups, which I said this morning, there's thousands. I want to make sure whether I'm right. know that we've passed from death into life, become prisoners of His. And God, proving to us by His personal headship that He is the same yesterday, today,
Amen.
And forever. God proving to me. Remember, we're individuals. But if we're election, we're all part of this body of His. But He's proving to us He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So how real is that to me? That He is the same yesterday. Now remember, I can't prove it. You can't prove it. God proving to you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay? By doing the same things through, He says, the church, but you. Proving He's the same yesterday, today, and forever to you. By doing the same thing through you. Because if you're a part of Him, you're a part of this church or the called out ones. Okay? Doing the same things through the church that He did then. He in me, I in Him, in you know, so forth. Which He's talking about St. John 14:20. I'll read it before we go on. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. Do you realize how real special and precious that having the Spirit of truth is? Yeah. Look at people struggling at the changing of the soul. Look at people struggling at marriage and divorce. Look at people struggling at many things in the message. But He has given you the Spirit of truth. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And people are wrestling themselves to destruction. Because they can't figure it out. And it's black and white. Pure as can be. Revealed by the Spirit. That is truth. Because it doesn't break continuity nowhere. You see? Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. You say, well, Brother Steve, he said the world cannot receive. Don't you realize? Any man or woman, I don't care how many churches they belong to, where they go, how long they've been in the message, if they came and started clear back in Pentecost, come all the way up through. If they don't have the new birth, friends, they're of the world. Yes. They're of the world. They're not born again. They can't love God. No way. He that loves the world or the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in them.
Amen.
See? Oh my. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not. Neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. For He dwelleth with you.
Amen.
Oh, glory. And shall be in you. Oh, glory to His name.
Amen.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye live also. At that day, this is what Brother Bram's talking about. At that day, ye shall know. What is this know? You understand. At that day, what day? This day, ye shall understand that I am in my Father. Think of that. I am in my Father, and ye in me. Ye in me. It was in the thoughts of God.
Amen.
Before the world was ever formed. Ye in me. And I in you. A new birth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Remember, which one's right? Who's he manifesting himself to? Who's he dwelling in? Huh? Who knows what God wants done with his word? Huh? Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. He will keep my words.
Amen.
May that echo down through your heart. He will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode, our dwelling,
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
With you. He'll make his dwelling with you. If you can match all this, what he just said, he'll make his dwelling with you.
Amen.
All right, let's back up now, real quickly. His body was not held in the grave, recognized with him in the resurrection, same as he is now. Listen, which means this, his word, which he is, has been and begin to be risen. The word that down through the age of Luther, Wesley, see, has begun to raise up to its power. There it began to move. Then it moved a little more. Now it's coming up to identification. Now that's what it's all about. That's what's going to give us the assurance is by his identification coming through our tabernacle of flesh. It's his identification. What is his identification? The Word of God made manifest.
Amen.
His life coming through us. Because remember, with all this Word, this is a life you cannot live yourself.
Amen.
God made it that way.
Amen.
He put it in such a way that it had to be him live it through you.
Amen.
You see? So it ain't just going to be if somebody hears about the Word and I'm going to go out and I'm going to live it. You ain't going to live nothing. This is going to take Christ living it through you.
Amen.
You see? Oh my. Always looked at it this way. Whenever you see a man or woman say, I can live it, you remember this. They haven't seen the Word. If they seen the Word and knew what all was in that Word, they would knew and know they cannot live it.
Amen.
It would have to be Christ come in and live it. When they make that statement, you know they don't have it. No way. All right? Watch now. To the life in the body, as our brother was saying in his prayer, to the life in the body, whoosh, I'm a part of that body.
Amen.
You have to see you're the same thing. The life in that body, oh my, because we're his body. Remember, it was a one-membered body once before Jesus Christ. But now it's a many-membered body.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Absolutely. So we are his body. All right? So life in the body, okay, is a vindication or it's proof. Remember what we've been talking about? The rapture. Catching away. What's going to fall out? Tribulation. But the life in my body.
Amen.
is proof that that rapture is at hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's proof that that rapture is at hand. It's getting close. Why? Because there's people that's receiving the word and their lives is changing. They're overcoming. They're not what they used to be. They may have used to be a people that would just get so, have such a temper and just snap at a fly. And now, they're so mellowed. Understanding.
Amen.
They have love. They suffer long. With somebody that maybe just keeps going the wrong direction. Maybe they've got a wife that just can't seem to get it. Suffer long. They suffer long. They're kind. They're gentle. They thinketh no evil. They vaunteth not themselves up. They're not puffed up. They thinketh not unseemly. They seeketh not their own. No. They think on the things of others more than the things of themselves. Imagine if I thought more on myself than the things of you and your condition with God, where would we get? Huh? Well, I'd rather go over here. I'd rather go do this, and I'd rather go do that. And what if I didn't care about whether you was lost or not? Huh? But I'm thinking more on the things of you than myself. Oh, yeah, there's some things I could do. Yeah, well, my goodness, just think of a Sunday. A Sunday I could just lay around and do nothing. I could come to service, you know, and just listen to the Word of God and go home and eat and just take it easy. Relax. Yeah. But not me. Yeah, you get Sunday off. I never get hard to get Sunday off. Yeah. But I think more of you than myself. I think what God wants to do. I think what God wants to do in your lives. I think what God can do with you people.
Amen.
If we can just get in the right condition.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Just get in the right condition. Look what God can do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Amen.
One of these days, I'm going to take a rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But the life in the body is a vindication of raptures at hand. When you see the headship, which is Jesus Christ, the Word, and the body becoming one. Oh my. You care if I use it again because it's just something you know easily. And I hope I can catch it without catching anybody in it. Let me read this way. When you see the headship and the body becoming one, the headship says, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give unto God what belongs to God. And the body is, yes, Lord. I want to keep that to a T, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Little old lady that dressing like she should, the scripture says, she that puts on anything that pertains to man's apparel, is an abomination. So the little body become one. I wouldn't want nothing to do with that. I ain't put nothing on like that. And sister might try to talk her into it. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with this. You're still covered, and look, it's dragging the ground. Sister, you don't understand. It pertains to a man's apparel. That blue jean-looking skirt with a zipper in it and all them pockets and everything on it and diamond studs all over it and everything looks just like these men's britches out here. And we could go a little further on that with you sisters. Be careful. Just be careful exactly what type and style boots you buy and wear.
Amen.
If it looks like a man's, be careful. I ain't saying nothing about what kind or which ones. Don't come to me and say, well, what do you think? No, them days are gone. It's just, I'm warning you. Be careful. What does your Holy Ghost on the inside say?
Amen.
Yeah. What's it say? Yeah. Be careful. You know, because I don't want to stand before the Lord and say, why didn't you mention this? Yeah. My Lord, I mentioned it. Now, it could be like other churches, one on the left or the one on the right. You do it, I'm throwing you out. And you ain't no more Christian than anything, regardless of what I made you do. Yeah. But this way, as long as I still got you here, I got a point where maybe God can deal with you. Throwing you out, God ain't going to get you. But as long as you have to sit here under the heat of that word, you might just come in sometime by the grace of God, be in the right condition, the Holy Ghost come down and deal with your heart.
Amen.
Now, there is reasons why we... As Paul said, turn them over to Satan. There's reasons, but people take that and just take everything in the world and use it. You know why? Because they don't have revelation of the word. They got a man's burnout brain. Tell them, I like this way and I want it that way. What does God say about it? The Holy Ghost is the decision giver. The Holy Ghost is the leadership. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Brother Bram said God uses men, absolutely, but it'll be by the Word of God. Yeah. He'll give them the Word. See? All right. When you see the headship and the body becoming one, the fullness of the measure of His manifestation, see why it's so important? Every word. Every word. When you see the fullness of the measure of His manifestation, shows that the body is about ready to be received to its headship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That great catching way. Glory.
Amen.
Amen. Oh. You were good tonight. I'll quit. Amen. Trust that you'll be able to grasp these things.
Amen.
Maybe if I bring too much at one time, maybe you can't get it anywhere. But something inside of me is telling me I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. I must redeem the time I've got left.
Amen.
The rapture could take place very soon. And what I am now is what I would be there. Lord, help me to be what you want me to be.
Amen.
Amen. I trust that's the desire of every one of your hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Won't you sisters come on up, please, the instruments. There's a little song we've sang many times over the years. Lord, I want to live the way you want me to live. I want to give till there's just no more to give. But I could never outgive you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. I hope the Word of God is catching your heart. Amen.
Amen.
It's catching mine by His grace.
Amen.
Amen. Just seems like I can't get enough of it. Amen. I want the reality to ring in my heart every word. Amen. We're going to make it, friends.
Amen.
If we'll just give all
Amen.
To Him.
Amen.
If we just yield everything to Him, He'll take us through. Take us through. Lord, here am I. Send me. Amen. Praise. Let us all stand. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Amen. Anybody at all? Praise the Lord. Surely you ought to have. Well, let's sing a little song. I want to live the way He wants me to live. Is that your desire?
Amen.
Every word?
Amen.
The entire word?
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing it together. Let's Brother Timothy come up. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. us no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Sing it again, Brother Timothy. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give
until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Amen.
Say you've been happy to be here today.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for His precious word. You know, there's a lot of checking up there. And how, what a wonderful, as He brought it out this morning. Everyone thinks they're right. And we're not exempt. We sit here, every one of us, and we think we're right. Or we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. But is it lining up with the word that it's back up? Backs up in my life that what I'm doing is right. May we truly each one weigh ourselves and check up. That's what we're here for. This is our time. By God's grace, not to be that person on that day that thinks I was right and come to find out I was really wrong. But God's placed these words here. The pure word of God has come across this platform today. You can back it up. Go back and read it for yourself and see and line up. Where's the pinch? Where's the pinch in my toes? And may I say, Lord, help me and let me climb a higher rung. God is so good to us, saints. Amen. When you can look and see, every time, it keeps on. Yes, we could come in here and just have great shouting meetings. We could have people running around in here, speaking in tongues, and people being healed. And that's all great and manifestations of the Spirit. But what about a manifestation from the inside out in a person's life, not just upon their spirit, but coming from the inside that shows that there is life in that body. Amen. Glory. Precious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you're mindful of us, Lord. And we can see as we've come in today and, Lord, had you speak to us. And, Lord, we felt your spirit and your anointing and we know you're here. And, Lord, you give us each one an opportunity, Lord, to reach that height in you that you're looking for. And, Lord, may it be burning down on the inside of us to truly reach out and to get to that height. Yes, we've went to church a long time. We know this message in and out. But, Lord, as Brother Branham told the little story concerning the fisherman, that it took the greenhorn out fishing out on the ocean. And the fog was all around, and the greenhorn got all excited, and he said, "Oh my, we're going out to sea, we're going out to sea." But that old experienced captain sitting there in the boat, he said, "Just wait till the fogs lift, and we'll see where we're at." Yes. And he typed out, was saying, "Well, I'm Baptist, I'm Pentecostal, I'm Methodist. But Lord, the fog's being lifted, and we're truly able to see now where we're at. I'm not just a message follower. I'm just not a member of the Capstone Life Tabernacle, or I'm just a member of this building over here. But I am part of a church, a glorious church, without spot or wrinkle, and I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And by God's grace, I will be there on that day, and I shall rise." Lord, let that burn into our hearts that that day is swiftly approaching. And Lord, you're warning us through all that you can, and may we take heed, Lord. Bless those that couldn't be here this evening. Lord, raise them up, touch their bodies. And Lord, we just pray that you will move in a special way for Brother Bobby, Lord. And Lord, you know all things. And Lord, you know why situations happen and things go on. But Lord, we see a need in his life that he really needs you, Lord, to touch his foot and his leg. And Lord, and we know you're able, Lord. But Lord, we don't want anything outside of your will. But Lord, we ask tonight as a body for his behalf that you would reach down and touch him, Lord, in a way that would astound the doctors. And Lord, that he could raise up and could say that Jesus Christ has touched me. Lord, we ask it to your glory and to your honor. And we ask all these things in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to his name. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. Lord's willing, if he should tarry, next Saturday at about 4 o'clock, we'll have a little dinner up here for anybody that wants to come, and we'll just watch it, you know, Thursday night. If there seems to be some that are sick or can't make it, then maybe we'll do something different. But just wanted to let you know that. You can put it on your calendar. We'll just do potluck, carry in something, just spend a little time of fellowship since it's cold and you can't get out and do much. Give everybody a little chance to get a little fresh air and fellowship together. But oh my, he is so precious to us. Amen, you know, and one of these days, we're going to spend eternity together. What a day it's going to be. Amen. What a time. But I'm getting ready to leave this world. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus before we go. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearl. Watching both day and night. Keeping my record right. Amen.